Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Let's see. I think they finished the temple, mm-hmm. and then God proceeded to fill the room with the glorious presence of the Lord, mm-hmm. and he lit that shit on fire.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
He made this covenant with Solomon.
Right, right.
And was like, as long as I'm awesome and you're awesome, we'll be awesome together.
And as long as David's awesome while he's still dead.
Yeah.
That too.
Exactly.
Don't forget about David.
Which, again, the final sentence of this chapter
David.
Sums it up.
Yeah.
No, it's not David, it does sum it up. That is why he has brought all these disasters on them.
Mm, yeah.
And that's twice now that I've read the final sentence of the chapter, and its ridiculousness summed up the entire fucking chapter.
Right, right. Before we get into too much more here, I do want to just send out a, thank you to our fans.
Thank you to our fans!
Yeah, because we just got something today. It was like a yearly wrap-up from Anchor, which we no longer use Anchor. We use Acast. And so this was only through the end of September. But apparently, we are one of the top 10% podcasts in the world.
In the world?
Right? What the fuck?
And is that just within the category of religion?
No,
or?
No, that's across the board.
Across
apparently.
The board.
I'm like, wait, what?
We're in the top 10%.
Sitting here in our goddamn living room talking into a goddamn mic.
In our pajamas, no less.
Reading the fucking Bible, right? And
top 10% in the world?
Top 10%, yeah. And we are one of the top 20% most shared podcasts through either, I guess, like 35% of the people share it through text, or another 37% share it through direct links, and 13% share it through WhatsApp. And then there's other stuff down the line. But I'm like, I don't have any control over that shit. Y'all are just sharing this shit with other people.
That is amazing. You guys are really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know how they know all this. And I don't know if it's just Spotify stats or what. But like, I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
I know, it kind of knocks you voiceless for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right.
You love us. You really love us.
So anyway, I just wanted to thank our fans because you guys are amazing. And you do let us know, you know, what you think of us sometimes in a good way. In a good way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you sometimes let us know in a bad way too, but
not so much though.
No,
We haven't really got a lot. We expected a lot of hate mail at first, and mm-hmm. that never came to pass.
Like every once in a while, we get something that's like, "You're gonna burn in hell," and it's like, "Oh, that was gonna happen whether I did this podcast or not."
Right, but most of that's through social media. Like we haven't really gotten an email that says that or anything yet.
Right,
yet. Get us in the top 5%, maybe we'll start getting those emails.
Not that I am, like, looking forward to that.
I mean, you know, I like responding to assholes, so.
I know you do.
That's part of my thing.
I like avoiding assholes.
Right.
Altogether.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you again. And that was our little intro to what we did yesterday, which was 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Sure as fuck was.
And then today, we're doing this a little bit late, and sorry if it came out late, everybody. We suck a little
this
bit.
Time
I fell asleep.
It was
my
husband,
fault.
Not wife, just
my
so that
fault.
We're clear.
I was tired yesterday.
I know you were, but just to be clear, like, I did try to wake you up, and you were having none of it.
I totally take all the blame here.
Yep.
So that was 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Today we'll be reading
2 Chronicles chapter 8.
Let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 8.
Okay.
It took Solomon 20 years to build the Lord's temple and his own royal palace.
20 years?
20 years.
Oh, and the royal palace.
And the royal
chair
that he sits on.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
his
enough.
Little house.
All right.
His Mar-a-Lago, if you will.
Yeah.
At the end of that time, Solomon turned his attention to rebuilding the towns that King Hiram had given him, and he settled Israelites in them.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. So he built the temple for the Lord and his palace before he worried about fixing the towns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my people can go fuck off for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'll worry about them after I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I need lots of gold and stuff mm-hmm. and money to do this. But my people over there that are in those towns that need to be rebuilt, they can just fuck right the fuck off.
Did you need me to do a play act so that, you know, we can show how this goes? Here, you be the poor person, I'll be the king.
Okay.
Go.
King, we need help over here.
Fuck off.
But our towns are falling apart.
Fuck off.
But you got lots of gold and silver and shit.
Fuck off.
How long do we have to fuck off?
As long as I say. I need the gold.
Well, fuck.
And scene. Yeah, it's very important that kings have their pretty things.
Right, yeah.
Solomon also fought against the town of Hamath-Zoba and conquered it.
Okay. I thought he did.
But only in the spring.
I thought he was a peaceful king.
But only in the spring.
But I thought he wasn't a warring king.
I thought he wasn't either. But God was wrong.
Okay.
God was wrong.
Though this was after he built the temple. So
yeah, he was like,
done. Now we can go back to war.
Okay. Yeah. He rebuilt Tadmor in the wilderness.
He just needed to add a Tadmor.
Oh, that was stupid.
It was.
I loved it. And he built towns in the region of Hamath as supply centers, your early Walmart supercenter, if you will.
I was thinking more of a supply center for his armies that are going to go fight people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But, I mean, sure. Yeah.
Okay. He fortified the towns of Upper Beth Horon and Lower Beth Horon.
You got to get both sides. So.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Rebuilding their walls and installing barred gates.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Ain't nobody getting in there now.
Nope.
Finally.
Those gates are going to stop everybody.
20 years ago, they could because fuck them. I need my gold. But now I'm working on it. Now,
right. Yeah.
Now nobody could get in
right.
there.
We're all good now.
He also rebuilt Baloth and other supply centers and constructed towns where his chariots and horses could be stationed.
Okay.
He built everything he desired in Jerusalem and Lebanon and throughout his entire realm.
Everything he desired, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's the king.
Yeah.
He needs pretty things.
Right.
There were still some people living in the land who were not Israelites, including the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
If I recall, he, like, you know, made them go work for him on the temple.
Yeah.
So.
They were quarry slaves.
Yeah, they were useful as
He appointed
slaves.
Them.
He appointed, yeah, that's
he
right.
Appointed
he appointed them.
Yeah.
It was nice. Not to enslave them, he appointed them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. These were descendants of the nations whom the people of Israel had not destroyed against God's, you know, decree that
right,
they
which
wiped
was
them
none
out.
Of them. They didn't wipe any of them out exactly.
Right.
So,
which I mean, good. I'm glad, but that isn't what they said their God wanted.
Right.
So
right, yeah.
they sucked.
Yeah, they sucked at doing what their God wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Solomon's conscripted them. Oh, first they were appointed, but now they're conscripted.
Which is it, Solomon? Are we conscripted or fucking appointed?
Right.
Can you
right.
make up your mind?
One sounds like a kind request.
Right.
And the other sounds like an order.
Right, yeah.
Solomon conscripted them for his labor force, and they served as forced laborers to this day.
Oh, forced laborers.
It's so almost,
very, very nice
so
way.
So close.
Of, yeah, yeah.
So close to saying slave.
Right, yeah.
But I'll just say it for them. Ready?
Yeah.
Slave. They
right.
were your slaves.
Right.
You enslaved them.
Yes.
Okay. But Solomon did not conscript any of the Israelites for his labor force.
Because they weren't
is,
slaves,
yeah.
I guess. You know?
Because
okay.
you only slave people from other places.
Right.
Because you other them.
That forced labor is slavery.
Yes.
And you don't generally make your own people be slaves.
Right.
Because, generally.
Because you like to be on top. And to be on top, you have to have your people love you. And
right.
you can't
yeah, they won't
have them
love,
love
you if you make them be slaves.
Right, right.
So.
But they might love you if you other the people from outside of your region and enslave them.
Right,
yeah.
right, yeah.
yeah. Because
then they don't got to do the work.
Right. And slavery right. is so cool, man.
Yeah. Plus, they don't have to pay as many taxes because these people are just doing it for food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just got to feed them.
Oh, just to be clear, in case anybody's new, fuck slavery and
oh,
fuck this
yeah.
king and fuck those
I
people.
I thought that went without saying. Sorry.
Right. But, you know, somebody may be new today and just want to
sure.
make sure that they get the slash S, you
right,
know,
right.
sarcasm tone.
Right. We did find out today we are in the top 10% of all podcasts. So.
We did find that out today. And that y'all share us. Willy-nilly.
Yeah, like all over the
right.
fucking place.
Yeah, so
thank you for that.
There could be a new listener today. And
right.
just for you, new listener, we don't like slavery.
No, definitely not.
We are liberal
anti-slavery.
who oppose these things, yes.
But I don't.
Yes.
I wouldn't call us freaks for opposing slavery.
Apparently we are, because a lot of nations seem to enjoy it, and even America wants to get it back.
I mean, it seems that way lately.
So, you know, apparently being against slavery is kind of a freakish behavior.
I guess.
I will wear that label proudly. I am a freak. I am anti-slave.
Sure, sure.
Cool. Instead, he assigned them to serve as fighting men. His people,
sure.
the Israelites.
Right, yeah.
Assigned
those
them.
Those would be warriors, you know, like
mm-hmm.
your army.
I mean, they're still kind of slaves, but they just get the more glorious
Right, I
get job.
That. I bet they get paid and fed better, too, though.
Right. Officers in his army, commanders of his chariots, and charioteers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're not working class slaves. They're army slaves.
Right.
King Solomon appointed 250 of them to supervise his people.
The slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Solomon moved his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, from the city of David to the new palace he had built for her.
Mm.
He said, with his finger pointed in the air, "My wife must not live in King David's palace, for the ark of the Lord has been there and it is holy ground."
Mm.
And we all know that women have periods and cannot be holy.
Didn't he end up with like 1,000 wives or at least a harem or something?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So his wife, his singular wife,
mm-hmm.
this I one don't chick. Think was very consequential in anything.
But she was Pharaoh's daughter, so it was obviously
okay, so the facade that he's putting on as far as like what, you know, this person represents for mm-hmm. political reasons.
Yeah, it was a marriage of politics, yes.
Right.
And he did not want that menstruating bitch on holy ground. Because God knows that when blood comes out of your vagina, you are not holy.
Right, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Then Solomon presented burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar he had built for them, had built for him in front of the entry room of the temple.
So more burnt offerings.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep.
He offered the sacrifices for the Sabbaths, the new moon festivals, and the three annual festivals, which are the Passover celebration, the Festival of Harvest, and the Festival of Shelters, as Moses had commanded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good old Moses.
In assigning the priests to their duties, Solomon followed the regulations of his father,
David.
David. God bless David.
Couldn't go a whole chapter without mentioning David.
No, we love David. Chronicler is in love. He also assigned the Levites to lead the people in praise and to assist the priests in their daily duties.
Yeah.
You said duty. And he assigned the gatekeepers to their gates by their divisions, following the commands of David, the man of God.
Yeah, that David.
That
he's a
David.
Good guy, man. He had it all together. He had his ship straight. He was good.
He was one hoopy fruit who really sassed where his towel was at. And if you know, you know. Solomon did not deviate in any way from David's commands concerning the priests and Levites and the treasuries. So, Solomon made sure that all the work related to building the temple of the Lord was carried out from the day its foundation was laid to the date of its completion.
That's awesome.
Later, Solomon went to Ezion-Geber and Elath, ports along the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent him ships commanded by his own officers and manned by experienced crews of sailors. These ships sailed to Ophir with Solomon's men and brought back to Solomon almost 17 tons of gold.
Holy
the
shit.
End.
They could weigh that gold, apparently.
They could weigh 17 tons of gold.
They got so, like, apparently the part that they couldn't weigh earlier was more than 17 tons.
Right.
Because apparently that was like maybe near the cutoff.
Of, maybe 18. Maybe they
maybe
can't.
Maybe 18 is the cutoff?
Yeah, they can't count to 18.
Got it.
Although I noticed that when it comes to troops, like they can count to the hundreds of thousands.
Right, right.
So
that's weird.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I wonder why sometimes they can't count and sometimes
they struggle.
They can.
I mean, you know, just can't knock on. They're struggling. You know, they have a rough time counting. That's all.
Yesterday, I was doing senior math with my kiddo. And we were working on, arithmetic and geometric in differentials. And I forget what the other word was.
I'm bored already.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But you were working on math.
Yeah. And it involved more
I
than just
I bet you guys
counting.
Could weigh 18 tons.
I bet we could.
Yeah.
I bet we could figure that shit out.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was 2 Chronicles chapter 8.
It sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
2 Chronicles chapter 9.
We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.